Now, on with Chatterbox. Today we welcome new listeners Joan Ebrey of Wroxham and Dorothy Bug, Robert Slack and Ellen Sayer, all of Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening. In our first batch of news items, we hear that Norwich seems to be forging a path in advances in research and medicine. The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital is leading the way in treating a blindness condition, whilst the John Innes Research Institute is involved in the fight against polio. And on a different tack, that other Norwich institution, Norwich Prison, is facing safety issues with staff shortages.
It was on a Tuesday morning back in April 2016 when Pam Brown noticed something a little different about her vision. The 78-year-old from Norwich closed her right eye to put on her makeup, and all she could see was an orange globe. 3 days later, she noticed the colour green on shrubs and trees looked slightly different, and that she was feeling constantly tired and lethargic. That week, Mrs. Brown decided to call her opticians to relay her symptoms. Mrs. Brown was diagnosed with the condition wet age-related macular degeneration, which is the leading cause for blindness in the UK. It was then that she started receiving monthly injections to help preserve her vision. But at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, she was asked whether she wanted to take part in a research study called STAR, which aims to reduce or remove the need for ongoing eye injections. Participants are in the study for 2 years and are scheduled to visit the clinic 3 times in the first 2 months and then every month for the first 2 years. For the remaining 2 years, participants will have 2 study visits, one at the end of the 3rd year and one at the end of the 4th year. In between these 2 visits, participants will attend the clinic to receive standard NHS care as appropriate. The NNUH is recruiting participants with wet AMD until December 2017.
Scientists working from a lab at the John Innes Centre in Norwich have played a leading role in producing a new vaccine against poliovirus. It is hoped that the work undertaken by the team, which included Dr. Joanna Marzian, working in Professor George Lomonosov's lab at the centre, will take a major step towards the global eradication of the disease. Professor Lomonosov said, "This is an incredible collaboration involving plant science, animal virology and structural biology. The question for us now is how to scale it up. We don't want to stop at a lab technique." Plants have been used to produce the new vaccine with a method that uses virus-like particles, non-pathogenic mimics of poliovirus, which are grown in plants. The poliovirus is a very nasty disease, and certainly until the 1950s was a real scourge, said Professor Lomonosov.
Safety is being compromised because of severe staff shortages at Norwich Prison, according to an annual report. The Independent Monitoring Board found violence at the Knox Road Jail had increased over the past year despite the prison's comprehensive violence reduction strategy. In June, a prison officer was attacked with a bladed weapon at the jail. On one occasion in February this year, when there were just 40 officers working in the prison instead of the 70 which should normally have been working, there were 5 assaults on staff on just one wing. In January 2017, there were 16 recorded prisoner-on-prisoner assaults and 7 on staff, but nearly half of all prisoners surveyed by authors of the report said they knew of assaults not recorded. The report, which covers the period from March 1, 2016 to February 28, 2017, found the major impacts upon the prison stem from staff shortages. The report also raised concern about food hygiene, a lack of cleaning materials, and a rat infestation. The authors of the report found staff and management strive to provide a decent and humane environment in extremely difficult circumstances, which continue to worsen. It said officers become exhausted and consequently demoralised. The board is impressed by the diligence of the management and the majority of the staff.
Pioneer Helen Sharman, OBE, who became the first Briton in space when she flew to the Mir space station in 1991, is among the first wave of headline acts announced for Norwich Science Festival 2017. The festival, which runs from October the 21st to 29th, will feature 9 days of celebrity talks, shows and exhibitions, hands-on family fun, cutting-edge research and science activities for all ages. Dr. Sharman, who beat 13,000 applicants to win a place on the mission, will talk about her time in space, including the meticulous training at Star City, the launch and landing, how it feels to be weightless, the science experiments she carried out, and how she adjusted to life back on Earth. Norfolk's own Mark Thompson, People's astronomer and patron of the festival, will present his spectacular science show and also host Spaceship Earth, looking at the uniqueness of our planet.
Joe Webb, a talented 17-year-old poet, has been named the first ever Young Norfolk Laureate. Joe, a student at the City of Norwich Sixth Form, received the title after his poem Peripheral Vision wowed the judges of the Young Norfolk Writing Competition at this year's Young Norfolk Arts Festival. Joe will now undertake an ambassadorial role for the Young Writers in Norwich, England's first UNESCO City of Literature. And as well as receiving poetry mentoring, he will be given the chance to perform at various events over the next year, including the launch of the 2018 Young Norfolk Arts Festival.